And, Coach, big win for your team tonight. You jumped out early. You scored 31 points in the second quarter. You hit 13 threes as the team. I got 12 different girls scoring tonight, Coach. How fun was this?
Holy smokes, Aaron. I don't know if we've ever shot the ball that well. I mean, I don't know what our percentage was from the three-point line, but holy cow. It's shooting's contagious, right, whether good or bad. But I was just telling Dale now when they were walking out, it's like, I don't know if anybody could have played with us tonight the way we were shooting. I mean, Crestwood's defense is not that bad. You know, I mean, they're a solid team, play good defense. But, man, when you're throwing up shots and nothing's, you know, coming off the rim, it's all going through the net, it's hard to guard that, right? So I'm actually lost for words, if you can't tell, about the offensive performance because, man, we're, like you said, a lot of kids scoring. Brennan came off the bench, I think, and had four or six or something there in a stretch. And, yeah, wow, super proud of everybody that played. And once again, we're locked in, right? You can tell this group has some pretty lofty goals, and they're not going to give it away, that's for sure.
Well, you're going to go on the road now on Saturday and take on a very good Roland Story team. What can you guys use from tonight to try to help you guys win on Saturday?
Just the confidence shooting the basketball and how fun it is to play that way. And, you know, like I said, share the ball and everybody scores. And you know, I mean, it's much better going into that game coming off an offensive performance like this where you scored some points and, you know, didn't struggle offensively and doubting yourself, that type of stuff. There shouldn't be anybody in that locker room that doesn't have any self-confidence heading into Saturday. And, you know, we've played some tough teams on the road. You know, we beat Bishop on the road. We won a tight game at Lake Mills on the road, tight game at Belmont on the road. So we're not scared to go down there and take them on at their place. I think we match up well. Two very similar teams. They probably shoot more threes than we do. But we'll see what happens. But, man, that locker room's excited to get on the bus and go down there Saturday and take the next step in our goal.
Coach, what did your team do defensively tonight to hold them? I mean, you held them to 2 points, only free throws, no field goals in the third quarter. What did you guys do defensively? 23 points in the first half. I mean, what worked well?
Well, you know, obviously our defensive pressure caused them some trouble to get the game going. But I thought, you know, Saturday night we weren't at all happy with our rebounding effort. Tonight I think we did a much better job rebounding the ball, quite honestly, on both ends of the floor. So when you rebound the ball and hold teams to one shot, that makes you a lot more effective, obviously, defensively. And I felt like we did a really good job of that. So I think that's where it starts, limiting the number of possessions they got. And then just flying all over the place. I mean, kids playing with energy, length, just having fun. And I think when you play a game like this and have so much fun, it makes it easier on each end of the floor because, you know, kids are just rolling. They're all so excited and flying all over the court. So, yeah, really good effort. A lot of kids played super well tonight, and we'll have a couple days of practice. And I can't wait to get down to Roland Story. I've been wanting that one for a long time, and we'll see if I can do my job.
Coach, fourth regional final for 4A City, but the second one now in 3 years. Some of the girls, you know, your sophomore girls, they were eighth graders at the time. They watched that team. Some of them were your water girls and such. Of course, you had, you know, a couple of your seniors that were, you know, a part of that. But not everybody's been a part of that. So, you know, is that something where, you know, it's a new experience for some girls? Maybe it's just another basketball game.
I think with this group, it's another basketball game. Even the young kids have played a lot of basketball in their life and in some pretty tight games. Even if you want to call the travel ball meaningless games, they're still tight and competitive and that type of thing. It's regional finals is, I mean, that's we need to be there every year, right? I mean, I think you know me and my expectations. And so these are things that are going to be regular for us, I hope. And like I said, the leadership I got in that locker room with my seniors and some of my underclassmen that are our team captains, I mean, the leadership we got in that locker room, I don't have to worry about a lot of things. Just turn it over to them, and they'll have the kids ready to go.
All righty, Coach. Yeah, 53-21 final score, Roland Story over Clear Lake. So it is the number 5 Norseman taking on the number 12 4A City Indians on Saturday night for a bid in the Class 3A state tournament in a field and a 3A field. I know you guys not looking ahead, but 3A field that has got a lot of good teams, but also a lot of opportunity as well in that Class 3A field. So, Coach, best of luck to your team, and go get them on Saturday. We'll see you down there.
Thanks, E. I can't wait. Excited for the opportunity.
Here we go.